Joseph de Veuster, otherwise known as Saint Damien of Molokai, was born in 1840 in Belgium. He was a gregarious child who loved life, including being a skating champion. He was brought up in a faithful family and chose to follow in the footsteps of his older brother and join a religious congregation, that of the Sacred Hearts of Jesus and Mary, which he did in 1859. In 1863, he volunteered for the Hawaiian missions and arrived in Honolulu in 1864 and was ordained in that year in the month of May. He spent most of the next 10 years joyously pastoring to his flock in Hawaii. Things changed, however, when many of his flock contracted leprosy. The lepers were then taken from their homes and assigned as outcasts on the island of Molokai, never again seeing their families or their friends, and a slow, painful death awaited them. The Bishop of Hawaii strongly desired that priests would go and minister to the lepers. Damien joyfully and heroically volunteered and left for Molokai in 1870. For the next 16 years, he ministered as a loving father among those doomed to death. For them, he celebrated the sacraments. He gave structure to the community, built homes, churches, arranged sports, had a choir going and a musical band. He bandaged the wounds of the lepers personally. The lepers didn't suffer just physically. Totally shut off from the world and knowing that they had come to Molokai to die, the lepers often gave in to hopelessness, but Damien challenged them to be better. His primary role was to lead them to Christ and give them hope. He gave them a hopeful new perspective, even in death. In digging their graves personally, so that the dead would have a dignified burial, he showed them that their bodies deserve dignity, even in death. Their suffering was transformed to have purpose, and this led them along the path of hope. In 1886, he himself contracted the disease, and in his preaching one day, he was able to say, "We lepers." The local health authorities recorded Damien as number 2886, a leper. He wrote to his brother, "I am gently going to my grave and happy to be going the same way as my flock." He died at the age of 49 in 1889, being buried under the same tree where he had slept those first few nights on the island of Molokai until his remains were removed to his homeland in Belgium. Damien passed up many opportunities to leave Molokai because he was zealous to win souls for Christ. He wrote to his brother, "People pity me and think me unfortunate, but I think of myself as the happiest of missionaries." His sacrifice was an embodiment of Christ's. No one has greater love than this, than to lay down his life for his friends. He suffered and died with them, believing that he would rise again in Christ. And they too, for Christ is risen, and Christ is the Lord. Lord, help us to live the vocation you have given each of us to the full, like Damien. Saint Damien of Molokai died in 1889, 132 years ago on this day.